Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide episode 80, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. My name is Stephen Fenwick, editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we're going to talk about the shift in the smartphone market, where you can buy the new LG G Flex curved smartphone and the iPhone 5 case that is truly shocking. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to check out the new Garmin dashcam, the Omate smartwatch smartphone, and Mother, the wireless device that can keep an eye on you and your family. And in this week's Tech Guide Help Desk, we'll talk about syncing iTunes across all of your devices. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lots to get through, so let's get started. Now, as Australians, we really are very close to our smartphones, and an interesting story came out from Telsyte last week. They released their Australian Smartphone Market Study, and in that study, it shows that for the very first time, more people purchase their devices outright instead of on a contract. That showed that only 43% of Australians aged 16 and older bought their smartphones on by committing to a contract in 2013. Now, that figure in 2012 was 57%. So it is the first time the tipping point has been reached where we are deciding to buy our smartphones outright, so purchase them up front rather than pay them off over a two-year contract. There's a few explanations for this. The first would be the fact that a lot of the popular smartphones now are slightly cheaper. You can get Galaxy S4, I think, for about $699. That's the latest from Samsung. So we're not paying a lot of money for smartphones. iPhones are still pretty expensive when you compare them to other devices. But there are other reasons, though, why this figure has risen to such a level this year. Another is the fact that we're receiving devices from our employers. That's part of our employment contracts. We are often receiving devices. But another more popular reason, and this would apply to the younger users out there, is we're being given a hand-me-down device. So there will be plenty of people who may have maybe the case where the employer's given them a handset. They already had a handset and handed it down to their son or daughter or a brother or a spouse or whoever, but it is yet another reason why they don't need to buy it on a contract. They can have it already up front. Now, having a device up front means that you're not locked into a two-year contract. So it allows you to shop around a little bit and look for those increasingly popular SIM-only plans. And I'm talking about places like Aldi, Amaysim, Boost Mobile, just to name a few, where you can get quite competitive monthly call plans that do not have to take into account the fact that you're paying off a handset. If you look at capped plans from any of the major carriers, from Telstra, from Vodafone, from Optus, from Virgin, you name them, there are visible fees that are displayed on the plan. They do break it down to show that you do have to pay X amount of dollars per month as a handset payment, and then the rest is your contract payment, and altogether it adds up to this much. But now, with having a smartphone, buying it over the counter rather than paying it off over 2 years, now gives a lot of users flexibility, and Telsyte's research has shown that quite dramatically. Another interesting point that came out of the Telsyte research is loyalty to particular platforms, so repeat purchases. iPhone users are more likely to stick with iPhone, with 73% saying they would buy another iPhone in their next smartphone. That's up from 71% in 2012. Android, their repeat purchase intention was 56%, which is also an increase from 52% in 2012. Some interesting research there from Telsyte. If you want to read the whole story, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
While on the subject of smartphones, we did get our hands on the new LG G Flex smartphone while we were at CES. Now, what is so special about the G Flex, I hear you ask? Well, it is the world's first curved smartphone. Like its OLED TV cousins that were on display at CES, the G Flex smartphone has a gentle curve in its OLED screen. It's P-OLED screen, and I think because it's a flexible screen, and it's called the G-Flex for that very reason, so that if you were to put your hand down on the back of the device and maybe straighten out that curve, the G-Flex pops out exactly to where it was previously, so it retains the curve. Now, the G-Flex is going to go on sale. It was announced just a few days ago, exclusively from Harvey Norman stores, and it's going to be available either as an outright purchase for $999, and that'll be unlocked, or you can buy it on an Optus 60, my plan from Optus, starting at $60 per month. Anyone who connects their G-Flex through Optus from Harvey Norman will receive a $200 Harvey Norman gift voucher as well. So the G-Flex will go on sale in early February. And as I said, it was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show. And it has a 6-inch screen, a curved OLED screen. It's running Android Jelly Bean 4.2.2 with 32-gig internal memory. It's also got a 13-megapixel camera, and it weighs 177 grams. I did have a chance to get my hands on this at CES. The screen is very sharp, very clear, and with its slight curve, I found there was a lot less reflection on the screen. So even in a bright environment, I was able to watch that screen with very little reflection. I think that's going to be an advantage of having a large curved screen TV as well, is the ability to view the picture quite clearly, even in a bright room, but not see so much reflection on the screen. And that has something to do with the gentle curve in the screen versus having a flat screen. So the LG G Flex, stay tuned to Tech Guide for a full review of the product when it does come out. It's going to be in the next few weeks in early February, and it is exclusive to Harvey Norman. Now, when we were at CES, we did come across a product that was truly shocking. And I mean literally shocking. We've written about plenty of smartphone cases in our time, and they include other features. They may have a battery built in, or they may be like a wallet. We've even seen smartphone cases with a bottle opener. But the new case from Yellow Jacket includes a stun gun. Now, we saw this at CES for the first time. It's designed for the iPhone 5 and iPhone 5S. It looks like a regular case, but it does come with an attachment, the stun gun attachment. Now, that the taser pack is actually detachable and has its own batteries, and when it's attached and fully charged, can deliver 950,000-volt charge. Now, the whole idea, the company markets the product as a device to defend yourself with. So you may want to on your own, you may be catching public transport, or you may be walking to a car in a darkened car park. This is a device that is meant for personal protection. I should note here that these devices are actually a taser stun gun device, are actually illegal in Australia. So if you're listening to this or reading my review on Tech Guide and thinking of getting yourself one, you cannot purchase this and use it in Australia. They are legal in the US, where Yellow Jacket is obviously based, and aimed at people who want to have something in their pocket to protect themselves. Now, the device has a few safety features, of course. There's a dual safety mechanism, so there's an actual cover for the contacts. There's a safety switch as well. So to actually use the device, you need to slide off the cover and deactivate the safety switch. It does have an ambidextrous switch, so it can be, the triggers are on the left and the right side, so that no matter how you're holding the device to engage that personal protective feature, this stun gun, you can do that from any hand. Now, the stun gun pack actually has its own battery, so it's not going to affect the iPhone 5's battery. So, as a matter of fact, the detachable stun gun pack, if there is spare battery charge left, it does reserve an amount for the taser to be effective. So that if there is an amount that is spare, the user can then take that and recharge their iPhone 5 battery if it's running a little low. The Yellow Jacket case. Yellow Jacket, by the way, is named after a type breed of hornet, from what I see on their website. So this Yellow Jacket can deliver a sting of its own. This is a truly shocking case, and I mean that quite literally. It is priced at $149. That's US dollars, and as I said, cannot be bought and used in Australia, cannot be imported into Australia. You'll probably find that it'll be customs will confiscate the product and not allow it into the country. It was a very interesting find at the Consumer Electronics Show, but you can read it if you want to see some pictures of the Yellow Jacket stunning case, the taser case. You can do that at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Well, over Christmas, you may have received a new smartphone or a new tablet, and you are using it in places where you don't normally use your computer. And oftentimes, you're finding out that your Wi-Fi network just won't cover that area anymore. Well, if you want to stream your music or surf the web from the backyard or maybe the pool this summer, well, you can with a Netgear range extender, the WN3500RP. You can then enjoy improved Wi-Fi coverage on your Wi-Fi devices such as tablets and smartphones throughout your entire home with Netgear's dual-band Wi-Fi range extender. The WN3500RP will boast dual-band Wi-Fi to the backyard or upstairs bedroom and wirelessly stream music to your connected audio system with AirPlay on iPhone or iPad or on Android devices using the Netgear Genie app and DLNA. You can get Wi-Fi wherever you want from Netgear. They'll also be releasing new range extenders that they announced at CES. Keep an eye out for those. But if you want to find out more information, go to netgear.com.au/Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
First up on our reviews today is the Garmin Dash Cam. These are increasingly popular products. What the Dash Cam does, it basically is a video camera for your car. So it's always recording what's happening on the road. It records in a continuous loop, continuously records a wide-angle view of the road, and then automatically detects an incident with its integrated gravity sensor. So if it detects heavy braking or a knock, an accident, it then knows that it has to keep that video that it was shooting for that time, and it can automatically store that in high definition. Now, this comes in very handy because how often have there been incidents on the road and it's one person's word against the other? Well, with the Garmin Dash Cam, you've got a definitive record of whatever happened. So whether it's heavy braking or a collision, this relevant video file will then have a timestamp. It'll also give location information so you can see exactly when and where and what took place. Other information that's included are things like direction of travel, longitude, latitude, the speed you were traveling, so that you've got a complete record of that incident. There's also an integrated microphone, so it'll record what happens inside the car. You may have said something, or there's information there that you've recorded. And you can also, like a regular camera, take the dash cam out of the car. So once if it's recorded the incident and you may need to say, for example, take photos of the damage or take photos of property damage. It allows you to take it out of the car and take those further pictures, so it can help your accident or insurance claim. The dash cam itself, as I said, records in full high definition. You can also make it record just in 720p, which is high definition, or WXGA. It'll record in a single loop and be saved on the included 4 gig micro SD card. There's a 2.3-inch display, so you can see exactly what's being recorded. The camera then faces, obviously, towards the road through your front windscreen, and it can be attached using a suction windscreen mount. It should be noted that the Garmin dash cam does not have a rechargeable battery, so you need to have it plugged in all the time. There are also two versions of the Garmin dash cam, the Garmin dash cam 10 and the Garmin dash cam 20. Now the dash cam 20 comes with GPS. Now the dash cam won't be released until March, so pricing will not be announced until closer to that release date. The Garmin dash cam, Garmin is a company we know obviously from GPS devices and other in-car devices, and their latest product, the dash cam, I think will be a popular choice for customers who are just want to keep themselves covered, especially for someone who spends a lot of time on the road. You may be a taxi driver or a courier, truck driver, and you want to have this record kept, so just to protect yourself from any incidents that you may have to maybe even front up in court or maybe seek an insurance claim. This is the definitive account of what happens on the road using the Garmin dash cam. As I said, it'll be released in March, and keep an eye on techguide.com.au for a complete review.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
Now, there's been so much talk about smartwatches and wearable technology in general. That was a real theme at CES. So there was no shortage of smartwatches, wearable devices, those sorts of things. Well, we came across a product that was actually a step ahead of all of that. It was called the Omate. This is the Omate True Smart. Now, it is a watch, and at first glance, just looks like a smartwatch. In other words, a device that links wirelessly to your smartphone. That's the traditional setup for most wearable devices, most smartwatches on the market. Not that there are many, but the Galaxy Gear is a great example where it needs the Galaxy Note 3 or the Galaxy S4 to link with, so that you then receive notifications, and it gives that device the connectivity to become a smartwatch. Well, in the case of the Omate True Smart, that is not the case. It is a truly independent product. It works independently of any other device because it is a smartphone itself. So not only does it outwardly look like a smartwatch, it's also a mini smartphone. And I know that because I got my hands on it at CES. You can check out my story on Tech Guide. It's my wrist in all those photos. And I had a good chance to look it over. It's got a 1.5-inch screen, a multi-touch screen with a sapphire curved glass. It's got a dual-core 1.3 gigahertz processor and has room on the screen to display four icons, so four apps at the same time. On the left side of the device is a micro SIM card slot, so it is unto itself a phone. When you do receive a call, there is a speaker and a microphone on the device, so you can actually talk into your wrist if you want to, like Dick Tracy, or it does sync with a Bluetooth headset. So if you want to keep your calls private, you may be in a noisy environment, you may be able to handle the call, make and receive the call a little bit easier in that way. But it is running the Android operating system, the Jelly Bean 4.2.2 operating system. And by doing that, it allows you to download and use many of the current apps that are available on existing Android smartphones today. So you'll see pictures on my story on Tech Guide of the Instagram app, Facebook, Twitter. They're the actual apps from Android. They're not specialized apps designed just for the Omate. There will be, though, an O Store, which will be offering apps that are specifically created for the watch. So keep an eye out for those. But the good news is that if you're using Android, there are apps. Most of the apps will work on the device. Now, obviously, it's not the screen's not big enough for you to use it to play games or any of those sort of large scale apps that require a lot of screen space. But for a lot of text and photo based apps like social media apps, it is quite suitable. Now, it's not a 4G device; it's only a 2G and 3G device. And this was a product that actually came up for the first time on Kickstarter. And now that it's available to order at the ordering page, you are able to choose where you're going to use the phone, so that it will have all the relevant radios to work on your local 2G and 3G networks. It's right there in the drop down. It'll work on our 2100 3G networks, amongst others. Also on board is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, as I mentioned. It's also got a compass and a gyroscope, and has a 600 milliamp battery that'll run about a day. They say it's got about 4 hours talk time. Internally, there are two versions. You can get one with 512 meg of memory or 1 gig of internal memory. But there also is a micro SD card slot, so you can increase the capacity of your storage by up to 32 gigabytes. The Omate will be sold in Australia. You can actually buy it through their website. And I've created a link on Tech Guide if you're interested in ordering one of these for yourself. It starts at $249. That's for the base model with 512 meg of memory. I think you're paying $299 if you want to go the 1 gig of internal memory, but it does have that micro SD card slot, so you can increase your memory using the micro SD card. The Omate is more than just a smartwatch, it is also a phone, and it is available for pre-order now, with deliveries, I think, taking place within the next few weeks. I've created a link on Tech Guide for the Omate True Smart, available to order right now from $249. Now, one other interesting product that we got to see at CES was a product called Mother. Now, this takes a little bit of explaining. This device, created by a French company, it looks like a little doll. It's got like a heavy rounded base and a small head. It kind of looks like a snowman without any arms. At the top of the device is a small face, and it connects to your Wi-Fi networks. Now, what it can do, like a real mother, keeps an eye on your activities, can remind you about things, and just keep a track of your life, things happening in and out of your home. And it does this by using motion sensors, little sensors called motion cookies. They're about 3 centimeters long, and they can be attached to a variety of things and people to keep an eye and an ear and a look at whatever you're doing. Now, I'll give you a few examples. You might want to see what time your son or daughter gets home from school. You can attach a motion cookie to their keyring or their school bag, and it will record the time they enter their network again. So, in other words, whenever they come home, it's the motion trackers detected by Mother. It will then take note of the time. If you want to drink more water, you want to track how much water you're drinking, you can place a motion cookie on the side of your water bottle. So it will then detect how many times you've grabbed your bottle, how many times you've tipped it up to your mouth, because it's got a motion tracker. It can detect that you've taken a few drinks, and it can estimate how much water you've been drinking. You might need to be reminded to take some pills. You can place the motion cookie on the side of your pill box. And if you say, look, I need to take my pills at 11, 1, and 3, Mother will remind you if you forget, and it will remember, it will take note of when you took your tablets, because you've got the motion cookie on the side of the box. So if you remember to take your pills at those right times, it will record the exact time you did that and then remind you if you happen to forget. So many ways that it can be used. Another way is using it as an activity tracker. So clip one of those cookies to your belt or in your pocket, and then you can go out for a run, and you can download your steps. It'll tell you how far you went and all those basic information. Each motion cookie can memorize up to 10 days of data. So if you've been walking a few days, it will then remember all of that time. Up to 10 days worth of activity can be downloaded and viewed on the Sense Board, which is the app or website where you can view all of this information. Other ways it can be used: to check if your kids have brushed their teeth. You can attach a motion cookie to their toothbrush so it will know how long and what time they brush their teeth. And you can check that the morning after. If they haven't brushed their teeth, then you'll know because of the motion tracker for the motion cookie. You can keep track of how much coffee you're drinking. So you can maybe put it on the side of your coffee machine. It will even tell you, if you program it to let you know if you're running low on coffee, so you can set a reminder to buy more. You can do things like set reminders to water your plants. You can even take the motion tracker, the motion cookie, to bed, and it will measure your sleep quality. You can even, if you're watching your weight, you can even put a motion tracker, a motion cookie, on the fridge, and it will know how many times the fridge door was opened and how many of those sneaky snacks you may have been looking at. So mother, like a real mother, its objective is to just make sure that you're doing the right thing by yourself, that you're remembering to do things, you'll know when people are in there, where people are, and it just is an appropriate name because it is sort of taking that top-down view to really sort of keep track of your household and make sure that you are taking care of yourself and your family is taking care of itself as well. Mother will be available from next month. It's going to be priced at $222, and that includes the mother unit and a box of four motion cookies. Motion cookies can then be bought in packs of four for $99, and it can track up to 24 motion cookies, so it can keep a pretty solid look at exactly what you're doing. You're listening to Tech Guide.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
I did have a question on the Tech Guide forum asking about iTunes. And this person, and I'm assuming this is what they mean by their question, they were asking that they've had all their iTunes material is on their iPhone. So they probably haven't synced it to a computer, so they've maybe downloaded a lot of music and movies and whatever is on their iPhone, and they were asking, how do I get that onto my computer? Well, there's a few ways you can do this. Now, with iTunes and iCloud, any device that's linked to your Apple ID, say you got a computer, you may have an iPad, you got an iPhone, and if you're all looking at the same iTunes account and you've put in the preferences that anything purchased on your phone is also downloaded to your computer, then you're in luck. Then all of those purchases, music, whatever, is all going to be reflected, and they may be apps too, are all going to be reflected on iTunes on your computer as well. But there are other ways to do it too. If you've got quite a large library. Maybe you've got a large library on your computer, for example. You've got a huge iTunes library. You may decide to purchase a little thing called iTunes Match, and that's $35 a year. And what it allows you to do is to match your library in the cloud so that any other device that you link to that account, whether it's your iPad or an iPhone or another iPhone, you can then access any of those tracks from anywhere. So rather than you having to physically attach your device, your iPhone or your iPad to your computer, download it into the memory, you can instead download it from the cloud. So you say there's an album on that you know you've got on iTunes on your computer and you want to listen to that on your iPhone. You can download that album from wherever you have an internet connection so that the iTunes Match is available from anywhere. So you can, rather than having to touch the cables, you can do the download wirelessly. Same thing goes for your iPad. So you can have all your music wherever you want it. iCloud is a handy addition to your iTunes library, and you do have to, in your settings on your iPad and on your iPhone, you do have to specify that if you do download anything on your device, that it's matched or reflected on your computer as well. So you may download an album, for example, on your phone when you're out and about. If you've got iTunes activated, you'll go back to your iTunes on your desktop or laptop computer, and that album will also be sitting there ready for you to listen to. iTunes is a great way to access all your music, to download all your music too. There's not only a library portion of iTunes, there's also a store portion of iTunes that lets you purchase music, movies, apps, books, you name it. And if you've got iTunes linked up on all your devices, you can enjoy them on all your other products as well. And that's our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. If you want to read more about what we've talked about on the show, head over to techguide.com.au. You can also get in touch by email at info@techguide.com.au, and you can send us your help desk questions to the Tech Guide Forum. A special thanks too to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great having your company. We look forward to you tuning in again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.